Weight loss injections could slow the clock on biological ageing as scientists discover their impact on a range of diseases well beyond what was initially imagined. New research has revealed that semaglutide, also known as Ozempic, and Wegovy could treat multiple health conditions. The research was presented in London last week at the European Society of Cardiology conference. Ozempic is currently available in Ireland through HSE schemes, but only to treat diabetes. Professor Robert Byrne is Professor of Cardiovascular Research at the Royal College of Surgeons of Ireland and Director of Cardiology at the Mater Private in Dublin. Professor Byrne, good morning. And I know you attended the London conference last week. So tell us what's being discovered and the conditions that are responding to these injections.
Yeah, good morning, Mary. Certainly exciting times. We know that drugs like semaglutide, technically they're called these GLP-1 receptor agonists, that they improve outcomes in patients who have diabetes. But the trial that we're discussing previously showed that these benefits were seen also in patients who don't have diabetes. And the paper that we're talking about today then is a more detailed analysis of the first results from the trial that were presented last year. And there really are some striking findings.
Could you tell us about some of them? Yeah.
Yeah. So what they saw was that the obesity drug reduced rates of death in patients who were, you know, some of them were mild to moderately overweight rather than very obese. And it reduced death not just from heart and vascular disease, what we refer to as cardiovascular death, and that would have been expected or may have been expected, but also from other causes, what we call non-cardiovascular death, including deaths from infections. And in a fortuitous turn of circumstance, scientifically, I suppose you would say, the trial collided with the COVID pandemic. And this caused a spike in death rates in the middle of the trial. And this allowed this signal of death reduction for non-cardiovascular mortality to be detected.
Have you seen this yourself in your own practice?
It's hard to know. I mean, the treatment effect that we're talking about, it's an important treatment effect. It's about 20% when we look about how effective a drug is. We say, well, what's the treatment effect? So it's about 20% at 3 years in this study. Certainly, as you alluded to in your introduction, in Ireland, we tend to have most expertise with this drug for the treatment of diabetes, and it's not yet widely available for patients who are overweight. But we see patients who get on very well on the drug. We also see patients who don't tolerate it so well, and we know that there are issues with rebound weight gain down the line. But studies like this, they're certainly good news. But for me, it really highlights the fact that untreated overweight or untreated obesity is a major killer, not just in terms of heart disease, but in terms of other diseases, including infections and cancer.
Now, as you say, it's not just about avoiding heart attack. If you improve health, you're slowing down, from what I'm reading, you're slowing down the aging process. It's following automatically.
Yeah, it's this effect on overall mortality. Of course, it has been interpreted as as slowing down aging, but there is an effect on overall mortality, and it seems to be important. But I'd like your listeners maybe to remember three things. Firstly, there is a global obesity pandemic. Secondly, when I was in London at the weekend looking at some of the papers that were presented, it was highlighted that Ireland and the UK are disproportionately affected compared to other countries in Europe. And as someone who practiced for 13 of the last 20 years in Germany as opposed to Ireland, I can see it. You see it day to day. And we need to realise we have a particular problem in this country. And without concerted efforts, this is going to translate into erosions in all the gains that we've made in life expectancy over the last 50 years. And this is something that's already been seen in countries where it's even more of a problem, like in the US.
Much more to talk about what's arising from this research. But for now, Professor Robert Byrne, thank you very much indeed.